Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Ches, and we'll begin the fifth parak of Masechet Pesachim, which is the first of five consecutive parakim that deal with the Karban Pesach. The topics we will learn about include the timing of the Karban Tamid. Each day throughout the year, the first Karban to be offered on the Mizbeach was the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, and the last one to be offered in the afternoon was the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, with all other Karbanas offered in between the two of them. This was true not only for any ordinary day, but also for Shabbosim and Yom Tovim as well. The one exception to this rule was on Erev Pesach, when the Karban Pesach was offered after the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara will discuss the sources for these halachas, and also how the Karban Pesach affected the daily schedule. Some ketums and concepts we learned about in today's daf include time of the day. The Mishnah will be discussing what time of the day the Karban Tamid was to be shechted. The hours mentioned by Chazal are based on a day divided into 12 equal parts. Therefore, when the time of Shmoina or Tisha is mentioned, it's not referring to 8 o'clock or to 9 o'clock on our watches, but rather to part 8 or part 9 of the day. In order to keep things simple, we'll assume a perfect 12-hour day so that one part of 12 will correspond to our standard clocks, with the first hour of the day being referring to between 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning, which would mean that Shah Shmoina, that is mentioned in the beginning of our Mishnah, is really referring to between 1 and 2 o'clock, and Shmoina Mechtzah referring to 2:30 in the afternoon. Allah Hashlem Kolak Karbonis Kulam, that the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, which was brought each afternoon, needed to be the last Karban brought each day. Bazichin Em Musafin, every Shabbos, as well as every Yom Tov, additional Karbonis were offered in addition to the standard daily Tamidim, therefore they were called Musafim. Also, each Shabbos, they would replace the lechem upon them on the shulchan with a fresh set of 12 challahs, plus 2 spoons or bezichin of levaina, frankincense. The bezichin of the previous week were offered on the mizbeach, and the lechem upon them were then eaten by the kahanim. The Mishnah records a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, which of these two were offered first, and goes on to show how this would affect the schedule of the rest of the afternoon offerings.